You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hello there,
everyone.
Good morning.
You know, there's nothing at all better than your stuff breaking as you're saying, good morning, everybody. Let's do a radio show. For those of you that are about to see us go live on the stream, you're going to get a bit of motion sickness here because my stuff broke as I was starting the show. So you're about to get a look at the ceiling for just a second.
Would you like me? Would you like me to call an engineer? I'm sure Chris would appreciate it.
No, I think at this point I'm pretty much dedicated to fixing it now. I think. I'll see how long it is before I just get frustrated, throw this against the wall, turn off the stream, and quit.
Why don't you hold the camera and we can do a Cloverfield?
We could do like a first person situation.
Yeah, there we go.
Like a, what do they call it? A POV situation here. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is live on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Happy midweek. Happy Tuesday. Hope that everything's swell, good, great, amazing.
Yeah,
all that
except
good stuff.
It's not Tuesday.
What'd I say? Tuesday? Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy whatever the hell today is. Who knows? All right? We're just having a day.
Today is Wednesday.
I do want you to know that I did not go to bed on time. I didn't go to bed late last night. I didn't go on time. But it got to be. I was sitting at the kitchen. Look, here's your monster movie view. I'm so scared. That's a Blair Witch Project joke for you youngsters out there.
Except you weren't shaking and cursing. But, you know.
And
you don't look cold.
I was sitting on the couch last night. I was doing some late night work. Last night in the living room, the lady was watching a documentary. No, she wasn't at that point. She was watching a beach house renovation show because that's what we watch in our 40s. We watch other people buy houses that we can't afford. It's always some dude like, she's an elementary school teacher. He raises butterflies on a farm. Their budget is $9 million. How?
Those people do seem to have a lot of disposable income.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Let me buy a beach house to go along with the house that I already... Or we've decided to move to the beach. Yeah, okay. All right.
I mean, so have I. How? How are you doing it? Anyway, so she's watching one of those shows because that's what we watch in our 40s now. We watch other people buy houses and whatnot. So... We're sitting there on the couch. I was doing some work. She was doing that, and she goes, "It's 10 o'clock," and I was like, "Oh, good gravy! My goodness gracious!"
Did you say good gravy?
Yeah, I didn't say good gravy.
Wow, you're like 75 years old. You're not.
I don't say good gravy. I have no idea why I said good gravy there. I put that in the.
I've never heard anyone say that in real life.
I put that in the "that burns my brownies" category. You know, it's like, I'll say it.
There's a phrase I never want to hear again in my entire life.
I'll say it when I'm joking around for some reason. No, she's like, you know, it's 10 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. I guess we should probably call it a night. Let's go to bed. So I went in the back. I laid down. And I, I'm flipping channels. And I see that it is now 10:05. And the Braves game is starting up. West Coast time.
Oh, no.
California IA. On the road at the not Oakland A's, or as I affectionately refer to them, as the Oakland A's. It's a, you know, because it's a little A. It's a short A. The Oakland A's. Or the not Oakland A's, I guess we should call them. So anyway, I
appreciate your not enunciating your S's or letting them, like, go out.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just phonetics.
That would sound like something else, and yeah. You're not intending that.
No, not at all. That would be probably inappropriate. You know,
probably.
You don't want to say dirty words on the radio.
Never.
It's unacceptable. So the Braves are on the left coast taking on the Oakland A's, and I was like, do I turn this on? Didier Fuentes, the rookie that they called up, very excited about, but just. He's just not ready. He's just not polished. He just has not developed a major league game yet. And he's not like Jacob Mizorowski, who gave up a leadoff home run to Shohei Ohtani, but then struck out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys in a row, recorded 12 Ks against the Dodgers. He's already outdueled Paul Skenes. Last night, he outdueled Clayton Kershaw. Struck out a dozen, including 8 in a row, after Shohei got him in the opening AB. So, you know, I was pretty high on baseball last night. I had my BetMGM tonight spot. I had baseball on in the Bro Cave. I was watching Dodgers Brew Crew. I'm glad that that's the game they chose to put on nationally, because Mizorowski was an absolute stud, and it was great to watch that. So I was already baseball-minded, and I'm like, do I just watch this game? This poor kid, Didier Fuentes, who just isn't polished, isn't ready. They brought him up because there's so many injuries to the pitching staff. They just didn't have any other options. They were out of dudes. They needed a body. They brought him up, and he's getting his ass whipped right now. Do I tune in and see what's happening? And I thought, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna go ahead. I've gotten back into the shower, into the routine of showering at night instead of. I usually am a morning shower guy. I like to start off the day with a hot shower. But I've also realized, like, if I take my shower in the morning, I'm also the dude that likes like a 20-minute hot shower to start the day. So I give myself a little extra time in the AM if I shower in the PM, because usually if I shower at night, this is TMI. You don't care, but like whatever. I'm already here. If I shower at night, like, I'm not as much in a hurry. I get in, relax, enjoy. It's a good way to unwind before I go night. And then when I get up in the morning, cool, throw on a ball cap, ready to roll. So took the shower. I'm like, when I go take a shower, I'll take the dogs out. I'll go lay down, and then I'll check in on the game. And if it's worth watching, then I may watch, you know, 4, 5, 6 innings while I drift off into Betty Bye, and we'll see how it feels. We'll see how it goes. So I go take a shower. And I get out of the shower. I take the dogs outside. You know, I put my slippers away. I got house slippers. I put them in the house slipper spot. And then I go back in the bedroom. And we've got because we don't care about ourselves, we've got an Alexa in the bedroom. Because you never know when the exact right time to ask Alexa a question to learn something new, or maybe like, hey Alexa, play some smooth R&B. You never know when the Alexa could come in handy. So I said, hey Alexa, what's the score of the Braves game? And Alexa said, at the top of the second inning, it's 5-0 Athletics. They lead the Braves. And I'm like, 5-0. Like, what happened? So then I went and I looked. Didier Fuentes threw 1 inning, 5 hits, 8 runs were attributed to him. He gave up 5. He got the rest attributed, started the second inning, was unable to get an out in the second inning. They ended up turning to Jesse Chavez, who just got called up. He gave up 4 hits. He gave up a couple of runs. Like, 2 of them are, it was just not ideal. So I want you to know, great one, that instead of staying up into the evening, instead of risking my own mental health this AM by being up until 1 o'clock in the morning watching Left Coast baseball with the Bravos on the road, I never even turn on the TV. I let Alexa tell me,
the Braves are trash. They are not worth your time. Go back to sleep. Wake up more refreshed tomorrow.
And I went, that's a great idea, Alexa.
Yeah,
thank you for the heads up.
The hurt's still there, though. I mean, you know.
You know, I thought about that.
this AM. Because the initial thought that I had when I got up this morning and, you know, I got up, I got dressed, I got ready, and I checked the box score. When I get in the car in the morning, I tune into a syndicated satellite show on one of the satellite broadcasts. I tune into the satellite show that basically just is kind of a scoreboard show from the night before, right? They basically just skip around and go, here's your MLB scores. Last night, the Athletics beat beat the Braves 10-1. Didier Fuentes went one inning, gave up 5 runs in the first, was tried to come out in the second, was attributed 4 more, whatever. I listen to the scoreboard show. And so I'm driving to work this AM, and one of the first scores they give me when I get in the car to start the drive was the Braves game from last night. And my reaction, and the only reaction I had, which is vastly different than what my reaction has been in games gone by over the past couple of weeks. My reaction was, glad I went to bed. That was it. That was it. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, what are we doing? It wasn't anger. It wasn't rage. It wasn't even disappointment. Like, the only thought I had, because there have been Left Coast games already this season. We had a 7-game California trip to start the season back when we had hope and optimism and excitement and yada, yada, yada. There was a Left Coast swing. And I stayed up for most of those games, but not all of them, especially after they went like 0-5 to start, right? I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. And when I wake up the next morning and they go, the Padres beat the Braves last night 7-1. I was like, oh, son of a biscuit. What are we doing? Come on, guys, get it together. 0-6? I was kind of upset about it. Last night, I wake up to find out that the 38-55 Oakland A's knocked off the Braves 10-1. And the only reaction I had to it was, glad I went to bed. All right, on to the next one. And then just started, all right, guys, get to the next game. We don't really need to spend that much time on 2 A's baseball teams. We don't need to spend any more time on 2 teams that are a dozen or more games below 500. We don't need to spend any more time on 2 teams that are absolutely not going to the playoffs this year. Can we get on? Why don't we do an entire segment on Jacob Mizorowski, who, by the way, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night 3-1 because Mizorowski is a beast. See what happens when you draft well. The reaction is gone. The reaction, and not even like making a, I will acknowledge that every now and then, I'm a wee bit exaggerative about my feelings and emotion because it makes for a great radio shtick, okay? I will acknowledge that every now and then, I take what I really, I will say this, Rob Brown is always Rob Brown. Whatever I say I believe on the radio, I believe. I am not a hot take guy. I'm not a shtick artist. I'm not a dude who comes in here with false takes. I'm not a dude who comes in here. Like, you get a genuine me. If you meet me out at the bar one night, come up and say hi, you will recognize that I'm that dude. I honest to everything believe that NFL stadiums should be domed over entirely. All 32 stadiums should be indoors, right? That's an honest take. I say that to my friends at bars. Don't worry. They all hate me too. I am genuine on this mic. I do not make up takes. I do not give you false opinions. Like, I tell you what I feel, what I believe. That is just how I do it. That's my take. This is not an exaggeration of the feelings. This is not an exaggeration of my emotion. This is not me being dramatic at all. I tell you that when I got in the car this morning, and I was a little bit, I was like 15 minutes behind where I usually leave this morning. All right, I was running a wee bit late. Dog didn't want to go outside and do the business. I had to hang out there a little, give her some extra time.
No anime guy, though?
No, I did not see the anime guy this morning. I did, but hilariously enough, I did not see the anime guy. I did get stuck behind a garbage truck. And I'm not, for the record, I ain't mad about that. That dude's doing a job. That dude's doing a job we all need him to do. Like, for some reason, behind the garbage truck was doing like 22 on Haywood, which is a 30. I'm not mad at that guy. I'm like, you're doing your job. That's a big-ass truck. I get it. You don't want to sling that thing around, probably loaded up with garbage. If you turn one of those over, like, you're ruining everybody in that neighborhood's day and Greenville counties. Like, I get it. I'm not mad. Anime guy, I want to Magneto his car into the air and fling him off into the atmosphere, right? Whatever. I wasn't even mad about that. Like, really, shockingly, hilariously, I'm actually in a really good mood this morning. Probably because when I turned on the radio and they went, the not Oakland as beat the as of the Braves last night 10-1, my brain was like, hey, good job going to bed on time last night, Rob Brown. You were out by like 10:40. That's so early for me. Like, you were out at like 10:40. Great job, man. I'm super proud of you for not staying up and wasting your bleeping time again on this bleeping garbage bleep baseball team. I was proud of myself. I was like, good job. Like, a little discipline there. A little discipline, a little rigidity. I like that. I've been to bed. I've been asleep at 11 p.m. every night this week. That is like an adult accomplishment for me. And all I had to do to go to bed at a, for me, reasonable hour every day this week was just give up entirely on the 2025 Atlanta Braves. All I had to do was just say, I don't care. This team stinks. Management stinks. Coaching stinks. Players stink. I just had to give up my hopes and dreams for another World Series title, and I can go to bed before 10:40 p.m. Good for me.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Honestly. Like, not even sarcastically. I'm honestly glad because there's going to be a bunch of late-night starts for this team. They got a couple more California A swings down the stretch. And now I'm looking at this going, do you know how many nights between here and football season? How many nights I now know I get to go to bed at a reasonable hour? Because I've given up and I'm just not going to stay up late to watch this terrible baseball team. Like, what a vibe, dude. What a vibe. It feels good. Feels great. I love it. All right. We got a lot to get to today, ladies and gentlemen. We talked a lot of college football yesterday. We're going to do the same today. And we're going to do the same with a couple of different stories. Number one, and I'll start with this. It's ranking season. Hashtag peak off season. It's ranking season. And we have been, because I don't know, man. Like, it takes a lot of brain power to rank stuff. So I'm taking the easy way out. I've been reacting to rankings all week. I've been reacting to other people's rankings. Here's where they're right, here's where they're wrong. Because it's the exact same thing as doing your own ranking with like half the work. And as in all the sports guy, who's going to talk baseball, going to talk hockey, going to talk basketball, going to talk soccer, going to talk WNBA. All-star rosters released last night after the team's drafted. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to sit here and be like, who's got the best this or that? I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not like I don't want to do it. All right? Call me lazy, whatever. But what do y'all want to rank today? I'm going to let you set the ranking season agenda today. What do we want to rank? I saw Cole Bryson generated a little controversy on the Facebook page because he ranked the 6 best home field advantages in college football. And he put South Carolina on the list, put Willie B on the list, did not put Clemson on the list. And it started a little heat. So we might address Cole's rankings. And maybe we rank Cole's rankings. But if you got something you want to rank today, and I don't particularly care what it is, I'm in a great mood. You're my PD this morning. You're my programming director. What do you want to rank? We're going to get to that. But there are some college football stories, too. Very interesting NIL development at the Ohio State University. Jeremiah Smith, probably the most front-runner non-quarterback for the Heisman. He signed an NIL deal yesterday with Adidas. Here's the problem. Ohio State's a Nike school. So what do we do? What do we do? How are we going to handle this? Does he have the right to wear Nike gear, even though, or Adidas gear, even though Ohio State's a Nike school? Is this a lawsuit? There was another big lawsuit. A first liturgical? No, that's a church thing, right? Yeah, liturgical is a church. First.
I'm going to have to look it up. I'm
yeah,
not
liturgical is
sure
a church thing.
Okay.
Has to do with the liturgy. Catholic. The first litigation pushing back. Like, major serious litigation pushed back on the House v. NCAA settlement is dropped. We're going to address that. We got a lot, all right? 844-326.
Wow, that is a word. Liturgical refers to the forms and practices of public worship, particularly in Christianity.
There you go. See?
Yeah, I'm not going to remember it, but I mean, it was a good moment.
I haven't always been a piece of trash. It's a recent development. All right, let's take a break. We're going to get to all that and more as the Rob Brown Show rolls on. Happy Wednesday, my dudes. Let's get it. It's the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Got a tweet during the break at the Rob Brown Show. You can follow me on X. You can follow Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. Got a tweet during the break at the Rob Brown Show that asked me, and I'm going to do this later because I like this. I don't mind doing my own rankings sometimes, and this one I really like. I got asked to rank the best home field advantages of stadiums that I have been to. Rank the best home field advantages of stadiums that I have been to so far. I've been very fortunate.
It's a long list, right?
It's a pretty good list. I've put together a pretty healthy list. I've been in this business for football season. The start of football season will be 18 years I've been in the game, which is way too long. All right? I'm a dinosaur now. I've been in the game 18 years.
Yeah, and I've been here 28. So what's beyond dinosaur?
You're like the primordial ooze of radio.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like those undersea volcano vents that life started around. That's where you are.
I don't believe in that. So
you're the what do they call those things? The trilobite of radio. I'm getting way too. There's a reason I'm getting nerdy for this. I have a. Did you watch any of the quarterback documentary? The new season that dropped?
I haven't yet. No.
I need you to know. There's a clip from Joey B in it. from Joey Baby, Joey Burrow, Ice Ice Joey B. There's a clip I'm going to play later, and you're going to be like, no wonder you like that dude, you nerd. It's incredible. I got to finish splicing it up a little bit. I got to cut out some of the ifs, ands, and buts, candy, and nuts to get it ready for the air. But you're going to go, yeah, it checks out that Rob Brown's a Joey B fan. So I'm kind of up in my nerds this morning, courtesy of Ice Ice Baby Joey B. So I got asked to rank my top 10 college football stadiums that I have been to so far, which is not a super long list. Like, I have not gotten to nearly the number that I want to go to, but I've gotten to go to a pretty healthy number of college football stadiums. The overwhelming majority of them, with a couple of exceptions, the overwhelming majority of them have been in the Southeast, like across the Southeast. I've not gotten to as many games as I'd like to outside of the Southeast. I've been to one or two. I'm going to tell you this. Is it good or bad, Zoe? Though I'm going to do this later on in the show. Is it good or bad to give away my number one right now? Or do I tease that for a little while? Do I give you the number one and say, I'll tell you the other ones and how they stack up behind number one?
We've been told the importance of a good tease. That's quality, right?
Yeah, but is the tease, here's number one, find out where your team, because I have been to both Clemson and South Carolina now, like multiple times. So do I say, here's number one, see where your team stacks up after my number one later in the show, or do I say, here's number five, or number seven, or number 10, see where your team stacks up ahead of that later.
Or in your case, number like 23.
Nah, I think I'm at... And I'm doing this just, off the top of my head.
Is this just college or is this
college? Okay. Yeah, he asked for the top 10 college football stadiums that I have attended a game at so far. Not just been to, because I've been to more than I've seen games at.
You throwing, is your alma mater in there anywhere?
The University of West Florida did not get its own dedicated football stadium until I left.
Right.
The first year that I played there, they actually didn't get a football team until after I left.
Oh, okay.
But I have been to a UWF game. However, I went their inaugural year, and the first year that they played, they were playing in the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, which is their minor league baseball team, which is downtown. They did not have a dedicated football stadium yet. However, Blue Wahoo Stadium, as far as college stadiums go, you could do worse. Granted, it's a baseball diamond, so like the only two places to sit were on the right field line, and then you were looking at the end zone going out, or on the left field side, which you were going along the field, but the bleachers stopped at like the 40 going in.
Yeah, I've seen that. The college that I played at played in a minor league stadium once, and actually multiple times, because the college, why do I forget the name of the college? There's a college downtown Columbus that we played, and so we had to play I can't remember the name of the baseball stadium. That makes me mad because I went there a ton of times. But I've been on the field during the game. I didn't get to play.
Yeah, not a great setup for football.
It's not.
But if you need it, if you need it and you're going to play, whatever, I'll take a stadium, right? However, I will say this. Number one, because it was in a minor league baseball stadium, you could buy brewskis at the game. That's going to bump up any stadium I go to. Can I get a beer?
Columbus Clippers. They were a Yankees affiliate.
Nice. We had the Wahoos, at the time a Reds affiliate. Now they are with the Marlins, I believe.
I did that without looking it up. My brain actually started working. So
I believe in you the whole time, buddy. And of course, they got Pensacola Bay out the right field wall. Sunsets right over the stadium. It's a gorgeous view. It's a great crowd. Not a great setup for football, but like I can buy a beer. The crowd's amazing, and it's got one of the best views that you're going to find anywhere. So like UWF, small level JUCO ball, probably going to find its way somewhere on the list. I'll tell you what I have to do, and the reason I got to push this towards later on in the show is I got to write down everywhere I've been. Like, yeah, I'm going to have to take the trip down memory lane.
You don't want to just go, oh, this is it, and then remember that you went somewhere else and that ended up being better than, yeah.
Well, the reason I asked, do I tease number one and say, where does your team stack up after this, or do I tease, like, you know, towards not the exact number, but towards the bottom of the list is here, where does your team rank above that, is because I do have a clear-cut number one. I have a number one. As soon as I read that, I'm like, bang, that's my number one. I already know what power rank number one is.
Hi, I'm Rob Brown. I've been to South Carolina and Clemson. Are one of those my number one ranked?
See, that might
stadium?
Be the that might be the Tease. That
just,
might be the
I
Tease.
Just, I mean, you know, that's
That might be the Tease. But I will also say, as part of the Tease, neither one of those two stadiums are my number one.
I want to know who's ranked 13th.
Have I been to 13? I probably have been to 13. It's probably around where my number is right now. But I am going to have to, I'm going to sit during one of the breaks. I'm going to sit and I'm going to take a trip down memory lane of the last 18 years I've been covering college football. And I'm going to see if I can get to 30. I think I can. There's going to be some small schools in there too. There's going to be a couple of smaller schools I've attended. But I think I can get to 13, probably, I'm going to say probably 10 of them are SEC, ACC, independent. Have I been outside of those conferences for an away game? I don't think I have, actually. I think all of my big schools are ACC and SEC so far. I'm gonna take the trip down memory lane. I think Shane was the one that sent me that. I'm going to take that stroll down memory lane over the next couple of segments, Shane. I'm going to write down as many as I can remember of the stadiums that I have seen a game live and in person at so far. And I will, as we get to the end of ranking season, I will see if I can put together the power ranking, because, again, peak off season, of football stadiums that Rob Brown has attended a game at. Because I don't know. One of the reasons I don't really do best home field advantage in football is because I think largely most people are having to rely on other people, right? Like, I think largely most people having to rely on other people's anecdotes, other people's stories. I think you can lean on some stuff, right? Like, I think you can lean on the EA Sports College Football 26 rankings. I think you can lean on those a little bit. They put a lot of research into that. I think you can lean, in this case, though I advise against it most of the time, I think you can lean to some degree on anecdotal experience. If somebody's been to a bunch of stadiums and they go, yo, this one stood out, I think you can take that. You can certainly lean on what you see on TV, right? Like, I haven't been to a whiteout game at Penn State, but I do have a television and two working eyeballs, and largely, though I have not attended a game yet, Double D's been trying for 3 years to get me up there. He's a Penn State guy. He goes to the whiteout game every year, takes the weekend off to go, and Double D has been inviting me for like 3 years to go up to Happy Valley and go to a whiteout game. I was going to go this year because it is against Oregon, and I actually haven't ruled it out yet because...
When in the year is it?
It is September 27th. Now, here's why that's interesting. Because... forewarning in advance, Rob Brown will be out on September 29th this year because on September 28th this year, the New Orleans Saints are playing at the Buffalo Bills. And a dear friend of mine who just left the upstate a couple of weeks ago, our buddy Jack, is a Buffalo guy, and he just moved back up north. So he invited me. He's like, yo, look, my parents live like two blocks in Orchard Park. They live like two blocks away from the stadium. We're lifelong Bills fans. We tailgate at the house because it's walking distance to the stadium. We hang out with Bills Mafia. Do you want to come up for Saints at Bills? And I'm like, you know what? I actually do. Because even though I 100% I'm going to go and I'm going to have the Saints gear on and whatnot, there are two things that are true about that trip. Number one, we're going to get our asses kicked, right? I'm not going up there with expectations. Josh Allen's going to beat us by 50 because this team's going to stink. But I do get to see a Saints game live, A. And B, I get to go to an NFL stadium that I've wanted to go to for a long time. Number two, anecdotally speaking, I've heard that Bills Mafia is actually a great away crowd to hang out with. I've heard that Bills Mafia is like, you know, you don't want to go to Oakland as an away fan. You don't want to go to Philly as an away fan. Like, those people are just, they're brutal. From what I've heard, Bills Mafia is actually a lot of fun to hang out with, right? Like, it's kind of like New Orleans. It's, you come down, if you're an away fan, you're going to have a great time in New Orleans. We're going to give you some smack talk, but like, it's cool. Like, we're also going to share a beer with you.
So you don't think you're going to get beat up and left in the snow?
No. And on top of that, like, I'm a fun dude, even if you don't like my football team, right? So I've never been to Orchard Park. I've never been to see a Bills game in their stadium. And the Saints are there. I got a buddy who lives like two blocks. He's like, we'll stay with the parents at their crib. They got plenty of bedrooms. Like, let's do this. So
That's September 28th. That's a Sunday game, and it's at 1 o'clock because the Saints suck, and they're not going to put that on a primetime game, which gives me time to, like, go to the game, go back to the house, rest, recruit, get up, fly back the next morning, be off on Monday, be back in here on Tuesday. The night before is the whiteout game at Happy Valley. Now, it is like a 7-8 hour car trip from one to the other, but I was talking to Jack, and I'm like, yo, here would be the play. We go to Penn State. We go to the whiteout game. Granted, those tickets are going to be like $300, but hey, we're already in for a dime this weekend. What's another three? We go to Happy Valley. We go to the whiteout game, Oregon, Penn State. Then we get in the car. We drive back to Orchard Park overnight. We get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. We get up. We go hard in the paint for Saints Bills. We go back to the crib. We sleep for like 12 hours. We fly home after that. What do you think? And it's up in the air. So it's probably like it would be a lot. But also,
the weather's really going to come into play there.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if there are early snows, then that 8 hours is going to be a lot more.
Exactly. And there's a lot of technical aspects. But I also have to look at it and go, this feels like one of those times that I'm going to say it's going to feel like a lot. It's going to feel like a situation that adult Rob is going to be like, dude, don't do this. This is dumb. This is a lot. But it also feels like one of those situations that if I say I'm going to do it and I do it, I come back and I go, that was one of the greatest football weekends of my life. Like, what a football weekend. I knocked out a whiteout game. I knocked out Saints at Bills. I'm not responsible for my own health and safety that weekend, right? Like, I'm with other people who are putting the trip together. I just got to show up. I don't know, dude. It kind of feels like one of those spots that I might go, hey, I don't care if I'm 40. Irresponsibility sounds fun. We'll see how it goes. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, we have had our first litigation pushing back against the House v. NCAA settlement. And I don't know how interesting it's going to be, but I do know it's going to be somewhat interesting. We'll talk about that next. I am Rob. He is Lonzo. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm going to get back to that lawsuit story a little bit later because as I was looking for it, looking around it during the break, I genuinely, because I saw it real late last night, and the more I thought about it, this is one of those spots where I am going to check myself before I wreck myself, as the old expression goes. I actually want to spend a little time getting a little more familiar and getting a little more comfortable with what this says, because it could end up being a big deal. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me while I do that. So instead, I'm going to get to this. Because we kind of talked a little bit about this earlier this week. We haven't really dived into it yet, and I want to do that now. Five-star offensive tackle recruit Felix Ojo is the centerpiece of the 2026 class. Across the offensive line. And Felix Ojo signed his letter of intent with the Texas Tech Red Raiders, which is interesting because Texas was in the mix for this kid. Michigan was in the mix for this kid. Ole Miss, Ohio State, and most of the biggest programs in the country were making a push for Felix Ojo. And so when he announced that he was signing with the Texas Tech Red Raiders, guns up, there was a lot of question marks about why. Now, not saying that it was like suspicious or anything, but when a kid's a five-star, when a kid is the most sought-after recruit across the offensive line, when he's got offers from every blue chip school in the United States, and he decides to go to Texas Tech, which is absolutely a respectable program. I would say it's probably fair to say they're a third-tier program, but, like, that's a good program, right?
They did, you know, put out possibly the greatest quarterback of all time.
They put out the baby goat.
Eventually, maybe.
They put out the baby goat, no doubt. Guns up, Patrick Mahomes. So it was kind of interesting that he signed to go to play for Texas Tech. And then we found out early this week that Felix Ojo is part of the largest revenue share deal in college athletics to date. The deal is for 3 years, so he is committing to staying at the Double T for 3 years, $5.1 million over 3 years. Now, the reaction that a lot of people had to this was, you only get 20.5.
This is just for him?
This is just for him.
Okay.
This is his rev share deal. Not NIL, rev share. Every school gets $20.5 million of revenue share. That's the cap. They can split it up however they want across the entire athletic department. You get 20.5 a year.
This is his contract as an employee. This is what he's getting paid.
Honestly, if you want to call it that, I'm not going to push back. I am going to push back because it's rev share, not salary, and that is a different thing.
Okay.
It is a...
I like some rev share. I won't call it a salary. I'll take the money.
You know what it is? It's if I had to put it in radio terms, great one, it's an endorsement deal from the school is what it is. It's an endorsement deal. We would like to use your name, image, likeness, a.k.a. your brand. We would like to elevate our football program. With that, we're going to give you this amount of money because we're bringing in this much. You as a football player are responsible for that much. We're going to give you a percentage of that, yada, yada, yada. So, 5.1. Now, the reaction a lot of people had initially was you only got 20.5 and you're wrapping up 20% of that. But that's not the case. It is a three-year deal, meaning that he's getting a little bit over $1.2 million of rev share per year.
All right, so I looked it up because I was curious. NFL offensive lineman salary is between $3 and $5 million per year.
Yeah, I mean it's not NFL money, but it's pretty close. It's not first round draft pick money, but it's pretty close. 1.2 some odd million per year for 3 year deal with Texas Tech. Now, What I am interested in is, down the line, how it plays out if he, let's say he goes in next year, year after that, freshman, sophomore year, turns out dude's just a freak of nature, which he's being recruited as if he is, and in year three he goes, I'm ready to go to the league. I'm ready to go to the show.
Is this a guaranteed contract?
I mean, I would assume.
I mean, if he gets hurt?
I don't know. This is why part of this is very interesting, because one of the things that I have not seen yet is the contract. The terms. Like, what are the terms? What if he gets hurt? Is that money still obligated to him? Is it guaranteed money? Is it conditional money? Is there an exit fee? Again, if he kicks ass for 2 years and then he's ready to go to the NFL after that, could he walk up in there after his sophomore year and go, yo, I had fun. Thanks for the greatest NIL deal in the history of college football, but I'm going to make more money in the big show, so I'm out. I got to go. And if so, does he only forfeit the money from year three, the 1.2, whatever it is, $1 million from year three? Does he have to repay everything because he broke the I don't know how any of this works out. And that's why, to me, this story is going to be so very interesting. Ojo's agent, a cat by the name of Derek Shelby, of an organization called Prestige Management. Prestige Worldwide. That's a stepbrother's joke. Great movie. Gotta watch it. Incredible. Derek Shelby confirmed the reported numbers around Ojo's revenue share deal this past Monday before revealing that his other offers decreased overnight as the new NIL model was instituted on July 1st. Shelby said in an interview with Front Office Sports, quote, what a lot of schools are going to do is allow that house settlement cap to lower the numbers. We've seen that with Felix. Some numbers went down overnight based on the house settlement. And I can understand that when you have $20.5 million that you can spend, football is probably going to average $16 million, and there's 105 players. So you have to have a good GM and a good staff to really be able to manage that money. End quote. Felix's other NIL packages began to dip, according to his agent, after the rev share cap became known, but Texas Tech stuck to their original number of, if the rev share is a thing, 1.2 some odd million, but we want a 3-year commitment out of that. His agent said Texas Tech is the one school that did not back down. This is going to be a very interesting follow over the next couple of years. Because on one hand, Felix Ojo may say, yeah, I'm playing all 3 years. You're giving me $1.2 million. You rolled the dice. You're giving me more money as an offensive lineman than anybody else so far is making in rev share. But I'm also going to say, much like with salaries in the National Football League, right? Like every year, we have a new highest paid quarterback, and every year we have a new highest paid non-quarterback. We had, we have like three different pass rushers were the highest non-paid quarterback. Myles Garrett was the highest non-quarterback. Didn't Max Crosby hold that title for like 2 days? And now TJ Watt of the Steelers is reportedly looking to sign an extension with that football team, and he wants to become the highest paid non-quarterback. And the reality is, at some point, an NFL franchise is going to have to look at a great player like a TJ Watt or a Max Crosby or a Myles Garrett and go, no, like, we can't do that. We only have so much money to go around. We got to build a 53-man roster out of the deal. We got to be able to pay the practice squad guys, etc. We don't have money to make you Trey Hendrickson, even if you are a guaranteed 9 sacks per year. We don't have the dollars to make you the next highest non-paid quarterback. We ain't got that money. Colleges are going to have to do the same thing. At some point, somebody is going to go to a big-time school. They're going to go to an Ohio State. They're going to go to a Michigan. They're going to go to a Georgia. And they're going to say, look, Texas Tech just gave an offensive lineman. Good, what we understand, going to be a good one. Big 5-star recruit. You all know that stars mean legend, which, I mean, stars do matter, right? Like, even I can't pretend that the ranking system isn't, not flawless, but it's pretty good. A 5-star offensive lineman who is a class member for next year, by the way, class of 2026, entrance in 2026, not this season, but next. So the dude still has a year of high school football to play, and yet he has signed a rev share deal with Texas Tech that is going to pay him over $1.2 million a year for 3 years. But when does down
he get,
the line.
When does he get paid? Is he paid while he's in high school?
No, because he's not on the contract
okay,
yet, right?
But so he still has to play another year of high school football, right?
Now here's my question. Would you, if you are Texas Tech, can you? Because I think a lot of questions that we have asked about all this is, would you this, would you that? And I think the more important question is, can you do this? Can Texas Tech say, in order to give you that $1.2 million a year on a three-year deal and a rev share cap, yeah, I was right. In order to give you that, you have to play high school football this year. Because I'll keep it a buck. If I'm him, I got a $1.2 million per year deal on a three-year contract to play my football at Texas Tech. What am I more afraid of than anything else?
Getting hurt.
Yes.
And there's also the fact that, I mean, you might be acting like big man on campus. You're already a big man, but big man on campus. Knowing you got this money coming. And then there are other teams, high school teams, who may, I'm just going to say, be dirty and try to take you out.
Look,
because that's life. That's how things go sometimes.
I would be terrified if I had $1.2 million waiting for me a year from now to do something physical. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'd wrap myself in bubble wrap and I wouldn't get out of bed. Right? Like I would never lift what max weights again. Like I would do everything I could to maintain until I got there. So for this situation, the genuine question I have here is, can Texas Tech, as part of the contract, say, you still have to play high school football? You got to keep yourself in shape. We got to be able to look at film,
Or can they do the opposite and say, you're our investment. We prefer you don't play your senior year.
See,
that you get in school and enroll here early.
One of the reasons that I have said that these types of deals are going to be at the top of my radar has nothing to do with football. It has to do with litigation. It has to do on the legal side of it. Now, I acknowledge that the overwhelming majority of people do not care about any of this. They don't care about the legal side of it. They don't care about the contract law. They don't care about the litigation. They don't care about the lawsuits. I think a lot of you, if not most of you, in fact, I would even be comfortable saying most of you, hear stories like this and you go, I don't care. Can we play football? Can we talk about football? Can we talk about the X's and O's, the Jimmys and the Joes, the head coaches, the expectations, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat? Can we talk about football? And the answer is yes. We're going to do that here in just a little while. But this is the kind of stuff that is going to shape football moving forward. And I think in the last couple of years, as we have moved towards the House v. NCAA settlement, and now that the House v. NCAA settlement is settlemented, and now that we have a college sports commission, and the NCAA has an enforcement arm, and they are starting to put rules, regulations, and guidelines and protocols down that they are expecting people to follow, we also know that these are going to be challenged one by one by players, athletes, and agents over the years who go, wait a minute, why are you restricting my ability to make as much money as I can playing football, which is fair. This side to me is every bit as interesting as what's going to happen on the field this Saturday when NFL camps open. Well, two of them. Next Saturday when the other 30 open. It is every bit as interesting as what is going to be discussed next week at Southeastern Conference Media Days in Atlanta. 2 weeks from yesterday at ACC Media Days in Charlotte. We'll be live at both. It is every bit as interesting as what is going to happen on, what is it, July 31st when preseason NFL fires up. Every bit as interesting as what is going to happen in, August 31st. When college football takes to the field for week zero. This is every bit as interesting because this kind of stuff, this is what is going to shape what we are talking about and how college football looks 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. These things matter every bit as much as what is happening on the baseball field. So I am interested because I'll ask one more question. I know we got to go to break. Here's one more question. Are these types of contracts going to become public information? If a public university, if a state university signs some sort of rev share deal with a player, is the university obligated to provide that contract as legal information? Like in a place like Florida where there's sunshine laws, everything a Florida state school institution does is eligible to a for a FOIA request, unless a judge says, no, they don't have to give it to you. FOIA requests are out there. But I would also say, if you're the school, don't you look at it and you go, actually, we want to be able to protect the players. We want to protect them. We don't want their public stuff getting out there. So, no, we're not going to. I don't know. That's why I'm saying the most interesting few years of college football might be the next two, because of how many questions, despite everything we do know moving forward, what we don't know. And this, to me, opened up a huge can of worms in the, I don't know, discussion. All right, so we'll circle back to that later on in the show. I got a bunch of texts from you guys. I'm going to read those. When we come back, we'll respond to them. Water cooler cheat sheet in the next segment. Top three sports stories you need to know. But I'd be willing to bet at least a couple of them are in Lonzo Sports Flash.
It's like he had knowledge of that. Despite a day off, the Braves dropped their fifth consecutive and first of a three-game series against the A's last night, 10-1. Didier Fuentes was pulled after just one inning after surrendering eight runs on five hits, including three home runs. I think I could do that. The series resumes tonight at 10:05, and I'll take the pay for it, too. Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski faced his toughest start against the Dodgers yesterday. Shohei Ohtani homered in the leadoff at bat, but Mizorowski struck out the next eight batters and recorded a dozen Ks in a 3-1 victory. Las Vegas, Aces star, former Gamecock, and reigning WNBA MVP AJ Wilson, trying to not cough here, exited an 87-78 loss to the Liberty last night with a wrist injury and did not return to the game. Wilson will have imaging on her wrist and further evaluation sometime today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.